USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida's west coast is bracing for Hurricane Ian as the storm passes over western Cuba with 125-mile-per-hour winds. Felipe Pepin at the National Hurricane Center says the storm's path is taking it to a very storm surge-prone part of the state, but that's not the only problem.
There's going to also be significant wind impacts, and then the storm is also not moving very fast off to the north-northeast, and so there's also a significant heavy rainfall threat, not just along the coast, but also well inland over the Florida Peninsula.
The true cost of something President Biden proposed earlier this month that some Democrats and all Republicans are against is coming to light.
President Biden's move to cancel student loans for many borrowers and put the burden on the American taxpayer, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, will cost us about $400 billion at a time of red-hot inflation.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Time is running out for lawmakers to come up with funding to keep the federal government running or face a partial shutdown by the end of the week. One thorny issue, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's proposal that would streamline permitting for energy projects. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised Manchin that would be part of the spending plan, but it's getting pushback from both sides of the aisle, to which Joe Manchin reminds everyone.
Well, then they'll have to explain why they'd rather shut the government down than have secured independence as far as in energy and be independent in energy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The number of Americans who say they're satisfied with how things are going in the United States is up. Gallup putting that number at 21%. It sat at just 13% in June and July as inflation caused pain at the gas pump, grocery store, and other places. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Unexplained leaks in two undersea Russian gas pipelines have European countries scrambling. The pipelines weren't pumping gas to Europe at the time of the leaks, which could hurt efforts to restart the pipelines after Russia suspended gas flows to Europe last month. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit the Korean demilitarized zone on Thursday. It's all part of this week's trip to Asia, where Harris led a U.S. delegation at the funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A university out west has a message for its staff after a pro-life bill went into effect.
The University of Idaho is warning employees not to provide birth control pills or other reproductive health services. In a memo shared by the Idaho Press, officials wrote that under Idaho's near-total ban on abortion, which took effect last month, staff cannot provide emergency contraception except in cases of rape. The university further advised staff against providing contraception pills and condoms for the purpose of contraception. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Shoplifters who are convicted of stealing more than $300 worth of merchandise in Aurora, Colorado, will now serve 3 days in jail under a new city ordinance. Heirlooms Antique Mall owner Scott Davenport tells Fox News he hopes it will be a deterrent.
It's just hard. There's no solution. You know, everybody's hands are tied, so we just need to come up with something.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.